All right, joining us now, you remember our friend Cameron Worrell, former Fresno State Bulldog. I call him the most famous man from Chowchilla, but I don't know very many people from Chowchilla other than my brother, and he's not famous at all. Also played in the NFL, was in the Super Bowl with the Chicago Bears. Cam, the video you posted yesterday on Twitter of you guys beating the Seahawks in the NFC playoffs, did you realize you were in that? Because I had a feeling you didn't catch yourself in that video.
No, I didn't see myself, actually. I was just watching the video.
Well, it's funny because the camera was focused on Brian Urlacher, and it was following him, and then you see yourself walk right by. And I had a feeling you didn't notice that you were in it. The Bulldogs is what we're going to talk about today, though. Fresno State opens up their season this weekend. They take on USC down at the Coliseum. I don't know. I'm kind of out of the loop with Fresno State football right now. I know they were really, really good last year. New quarterback this year. That's kind of the extent of what I know. What do you expect from this team?
Yeah, I mean, I expect them to play at the same level they played at last year when they won 12 games and a Mountain West title and a Las Vegas Bowl victory over Arizona State. This coaching staff is the best coaching staff in the Mountain West. They have to replace pieces every year. That's just the reality of college football. And, you know, the biggest piece on the field is the quarterback. So, you know, a lot of the early season success is going to come down to how well Jorge Reyna can manage his emotions, can manage this offense, can avoid turnovers, and allow what I think the strength of this team is, the running game and this defense, to keep them in games until they can win down the stretch.
Let me ask you about USC specifically. Is it overblown? Because anytime Fresno State takes on a big school, and there's not a lot of bigger schools than USC, especially not on the West Coast, the story becomes, you know, what the environment's going to be like, you know, all the recruiting that school does. It's always this, like, David versus Goliath thing. Do the players feel that, or is that just the way the media portrays games like this?
Nah, players feel that for sure. I mean, we played big games like that when I was at Fresno State, Wisconsin, Colorado, Oregon State, Oregon. I mean, those are games that you look forward to because, you know, schools like that, they're not supposed to lose to Fresno State. Kids go to USC to beat teams in the Rose Bowl, not to beat Fresno State and not to lose to Fresno State. So when you have the opportunity as a member of the Fresno State Bulldog football team, those are the ones you circle on the calendar. And it is a David versus Goliath. This is a team, a school in USC that didn't recruit a lot of these kids from Fresno State, didn't recruit hardly any of them, maybe one or two. So that's just a chip on every player's shoulder thinking that they have the opportunity to go down and prove to a Pac-12 school like they did last year in the Rose Bowl against UCLA. Now they get to do it in the Coliseum against USC. So it's not overblown. It's definitely a real, tangible, mental, emotional effect that it has on players from Fresno State going down to play this football game.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. The game is on ESPN on Saturday as Fresno State opens up the season. Cam, I got to ask you a little personal question. You're a good follow on Twitter, and one of the reasons you're a good follow on Twitter is because you don't have a problem going after dudes. Do you have a favorite dude to go after? Cam's always going after football guys, always, whether it's guys you played against in college or in the league. Do you have a favorite guy to go after?
Oh, man, I like going after morons, really. That's who I target. But, you know, my favorite guy to go after is Danny Cannell.
I knew it.
Because I think he's such a hypocrite. Played in the NFL, played for Florida State, but doesn't advocate for players whatsoever. And it drives me insane that someone who went through that grind understands what it takes to survive in that league will throw players under the bus any chance he gets. So that's the dude. If I get a chance to go after him, I'm going after him 100% of the time.
Danny Cannell and any dude you think your team could have beaten in college are the mainstays targets of one Cam Worrell. You can follow him at Cam Worrell on Twitter. I tell you, it's worth it. Cameron, have fun out there this weekend, man. Always good talking to you.
Sounds good.